time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. Tonight, the 2023-2024 basketball campaign continues as the Crusaders make the short track across town to add another chapter in one of the greatest rivalries in Iowa, Bishop Heelan and Sioux City East. In game one tonight, Darren Koolstra's highly ranked Crusaders, fresh off a season opening 47-33 win over Lewis Central, take on one of the premiers in the state in 5A's number 9 rated East High Black Raiders, who are an imposing, to say the least, in their season opener, a 72-19 win over the Spencer Tigers. In game two tonight, that'll pit two high-scoring offenses as the Crusaders look to build on an 81-63 Tuesday night win over a good trainer team against another strong East High team that showed a tremendous depth and athleticism as they started the year with an 82-44 win over Spencer. In that game, 10 different Black Raiders found the scoring column. Alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Abby DeMars back to the studio, I'm Bob Geary, and once again we welcome all of you who have tuned in to tonight's ballgame. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show here on Catholic Radio, KFHC, KOIA Radio. M. Bishop Heelan wants to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of the evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. We also want to thank East High School's AD, B.J. Cook, for allowing us the privilege of calling tonight's game. It should be a good one. It should be a packed house, as one would have guessed, with four highly ranked teams taking the floor tonight. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. The Crusaders started the 2023 campaign with a win 41-33 over Lewis Central in a game which saw the Crusaders struggle at times from the three-point arc. In fact, they shot only 17% for the night. But it flexed its muscle once again, holding the Titans to just 33 points on the defensive end. In that contest, we saw somewhat of a coming-out party for freshman Melina Snoozy as she led the Crusaders with 18 points, while Northwest Missouri recruit Brooklyn Stanley added 14, and junior Abby Lee put us in an early triple-double alert with 10 points, 17 rebounds, and 9 blocks. Tom, tonight the competition takes a giant step forward as they take on a very talented East High team that poured in a lot of points on Tuesday night, and I tell you what, they have a lot of weapons, but unfortunately they'll be short the services of arguably one of their best players, Trishelle Miller.
Absolutely. Trishelle is a freshman last year. She showed us what she was all about in that first matchup at Overman Fieldhouse, where Crusaders got out to almost a 20-point lead and ended up losing that game. The fortunes were kind of reversed the second time around when we came out here to East High. But she's out with a foot injury until I think Christmas time. But believe me, they're not lacking any firepower with Alex Flattery, the 5'10" senior who seems like she's been around forever. She's a lefty that can really get to the hole, does so many things for East. And then the Ranshaw twins, Hudson and her sister
Haven.
Yeah, those girls were brought up shooting three-pointers. I do know the Crusaders, they know who they are, and their plan tonight is to try to take those two shooters out of the game. And, we mentioned we didn't shoot well the first night. Well, one thing we did really well that I really haven't seen in a few years is we focused on man-to-man defense. We just got out and defended the other night. And as they always say, defense travels well. So I expect us to do the same thing. If the ball goes in, it goes in. If it doesn't, but as long as you can play defense and really force the team into bad shots and create some turnovers and create some transition buckets, then there's ways to score the basket.
Yeah, Tom, one of the interesting side stories tonight is a Demke versus Demke matchup. We're going to see that a lot as the Crusaders, Maddie Demke, our 5'2" senior, will find herself at times squared up against her sister, Kiki Demke. Kiki, of course, is a 5'6" junior. Both the Demke girls should be in the starting lineup tonight. Ileana Harris is another good one for East High School. The coach's daughter, Tori Dent, Mincer, Wooten, I mean, they got some horses there, and I think, yep, Tom, one of the keys for the Crusaders, we kind of lived very, very strongly on just three girls putting the ball in the hole on Tuesday night. We've got to find a little more scoring from other avenues, I think.
I think we do. It's a process, especially when you have a young team. But you can rely on Brooklyn. She's been around the block for 4 years now, and Melina Snoozy, I mean, what a freshman she's going to be. I know she didn't shoot the ball really well the other night, but I know she has the ability to. And of course, you mentioned what Abby Lee's bringing to the team. But you know, Maddie LaFleur is at in that post. She does things that don't show up on the scoreboard so much. I don't know how many loose balls she got the other night, how many second shots, offensive rebounds she got, but she does those things that don't show up on the scorebook or in the newspaper. And of course, Maddie Demke is an experienced point guard. But you know, we've got some girls off the bench with Addie Kleiss, Addie Glass, Julie Verzel. One we mentioned a little bit ago, we didn't see the other night a whole lot, was Carly Coop. And you know, she's got the ability to come in and shoot the basketball as well.
Well, and I think you can't build too much into game one. I mean, all these teams are getting their flow again, as we talked about last time. There's a lot of replaced parts this year on that Crusader team, with the, you know, losing the likes of the kids and the caliber of kids that we had last year that graduated, that many of those were 3- and 4-year regulars. So it's a work in progress. They got a nice win. As you said, defense travels tonight. I really think it's going to be the team's ability. Whoever is able to defend the other team's weapons the best, obviously, is going to have the upper hand. But we should have a couple good ones here tonight. We're excited to be here. There's always a certain energy in the East High Bishop Heelan rivalry. And tonight, you really would expect that both these games will live up to billing. Once again, tonight's pregame is brought to you by Verity Group, LLC, along with Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitchin's Daily Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. You're listening to the Verity Group Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader basketball action from East High. We'll be right back after some messages from some of our great sponsors, the Winterite Heelan Athletics, here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School?
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside my friend Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's great to be with you. Doubleheader action tonight from East High, as the Crusaders and East High, all four teams involved tonight, are undefeated on the season, albeit it's an early in the season. These are four quality ball teams that have all four found the ratings this year in the early season, so we should have some good ones. Just a reminder, coming up next week, the Crusaders will host Sioux City North on Tuesday for a doubleheader and close out the week on Friday, December 8th at Lamar's. So we'll have both those doubleheaders here on Catholic Radio As always, it's great to be with you. Tonight's pregame, as always, is brought to you by Verity Group, LLC, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Phipps and Staley Law Offices. Tom, real quick here, we've got just a minute or so before we have opening tip. We're going to just a quick key for us on the girls' game here.
Well, I think with our girls, and again, it's one thing to say, hey, don't leave shooters open. It's another thing to do it. And we've got new bodies out here. Last year, they were seniors. They knew that. We've got some new kids. And if you haven't seen somebody shoot the ball, well, sometimes, coach said guard them. Well, it'll be interesting to see, can we really contain those, the Ranshaw girls? We got to make sure we make shots difficult for them. So I think that's key defensively. And then offensively, I think it's just, if I had to say one thing that I think I'd love to see is maybe just a little better shot selection. I think we had a lot of really, really quick shots the other night. I think that one more pass, maybe drive and kick, one more opportunity. So offensively, I'd like to see us just work for maybe some better shots and rather than the first shot.
All right, we're going to take a short break here and send it back to the studio for a prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. Once again, you've been listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Once we get done with Father's Prayer, we'll be back for tonight's starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And again, welcome back. We're high above East High School is on the floor. They're just introducing the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, and here are those starting lineups. First of all, for the East High Black Raiders, they're 1-0, coached by Brian Grant. They'll start number 2, Kiki Demke. Kiki's a 5'6" junior. Number 12 is Alexander Flattery. She's a 5'10" senior. She's been in that lineup pretty much all 4 years she's been here at East. Number 14 is Ileana Harris. She's a 5'11 senior. And then the Ranshaw twins, number 22 is Hudson. She's a 5'9 senior. She went off for 33 points in that season opening win over Spencer. And her twin sister is number 32, Haven Ranshaw. She's a 5'9 sophomore as well. She went off for 20. Together, those two were 12 for 25 from the three-point line. They can shoot the ball, so always got to keep an eye on those two. For the Crusaders, again, 1-0 on the season after that win over Lewis Central tonight. That starting lineup remains the same. It's number 1, Maddie Demke, the 5'2 senior. Maddie averaged 5 points in that first game. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn's a Northwest Missouri State recruit. She's 5'8". She's a senior. She went off for 14 points in game number 1. Number 23 is the outstanding freshman, Melina Snoozy. She's 5'11". She had team-leading 18 points in game number 1. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the Bulldog on the floor. She does a little bit of everything for this Crusader ball team. She's 5'9", a junior. She was scoreless, but don't let that fool you. She did a lot of good things on the floor. And rounding out that starting lineup for Darren Koolstra, who is Abby Lee, the 6-foot junior. She had 10 points, 17 rebounds, and 9 block shots. And now our national anthem from here at East High School.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
An excellent job with our national anthem by a vocal group from here at East High School. Once again, welcome all of you tuning in tonight. It's always great to have you aboard for Crusader basketball as we got two really good teams, Tom, ready to tip it off here. Going to be interesting to see which team relaxes and gets in the flow the earliest.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a – sometimes you like to see these really critical conference games not till, you know, a few weeks into the season, but, you know, you can't really control that. And so it's it is what it is. Both teams are going to, you know, they're still early, going to work some kinks out, but I'm really excited for tonight.
Crusaders are in their road traveling blue with Vegas gold numerals. Tonight it's a pink out night for East High, as they'll be in white jerseys with pink numbers. Once again, for East High, it'll be Demke, Flattery, Harris, Ranchow, and Ranchow. For the Crusaders, will be Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Abby Lee. The Crusaders are going to move left to right on your radio dial. As the East Side, then, of course, is moving right to left. Tonight's first quarter. Tonight is brought to you by our premier corporate sponsors, Fibercom and Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts and Associates. As the opening tip goes out of bounds, it's going to be in the hands of East High School, and they'll get first shot at it here. Already the Crusaders come out and apply some full-court pressure. East Side breaks it fairly easily as they're going to bring it across midcourt and get set in their offense with the ball is Flattery up high. Again, this is a senior that's handled the ball a lot over her years. She's a lefty. She hands back to 22. That's Ranchow. That's Hudson. Hudson looks for the backdoor cut. Nicely defended. And they're going to take it back up high to her sister. As Crusaders really with some strong man. There's Flattery. She gets overplayed out high and then almost makes his pay but misses the left-handed layup. She made a good drive there but couldn't get the ball to fall.
Yeah, Brooklyn kind of gambled and lost, but luckily the ball didn't go in. As Snoozy attacks quick and misses the mid-lane jumper and the ball go off the floor.
Nice opening look, though. She took it right to the middle of the lane. Jumper was off the mark. Battle for the rebound is out of bounds. Belongs to East High as once again they're able to break the pressure. Bringing it across is Ileana Harris. Harris drives in, left hand, has the ball blocked by Abby Lee. And she's become quite the block master. That's 10 on the season now. Quick three-pointer by the Crusaders by Stanley's off the mark. Long rebound's going to be corralled by LaFleur. She just simply outran the East High girl there. Snoozy takes it inside. Lee gets the finish.
Oh,
she missed it.
There's lids on these hoops, Bob.
Really nice pass by Snoozy. Set up Abby, and Abby just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes East High now, third possession. There's a nice drive and finish by number 22. That's Hudson Ranchow. Again, she had 33 points in that opening win, and she's got that good mix of inside-outside. Good drive there. Early lead belongs to East High School, 2-0 under Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders now setting up against that East High 2-3 zone.
And again, we saw all zone the other night, and I think we will see more of that this year against the Crusaders. It's you're seeing more high school teams play zone.
11 seconds on the shot clock. There's Demke. Maddie Demke, three, bang. Oh. Maddie with the splash, and the Crusaders take the lead 3-2 at 2 minutes into the ball game here. 6 minutes left as there's going to be a foul at the other end on Maddie as she tried to cut off Rancho on the drive, and it's whistled for the foul. Foul number one, team foul number one for the Crusaders. Again, with the rule change this year, teams will not shoot until the fifth foul of each individual quarter.
Olivia Menser checks in quickly for the Black Raiders.
There's Rancho with the ball. Kicks it over to Flattery. She picks her dribble up. Swings it over to Kiki Demke with the ball up high now. Kiki's playing a little more inside this year for East High. Long skip pass to Ranchow. We can't leave him untouched there. And she, good skip pass.
That was
as sister feeds sister as Hudson gets the three to fall. 5-3 East High here early on. 5:37 in your ball game. East High is going to stay in that zone. Look up. Abby gets it high post, kicks it out to Snoozy. Snoozy's three is in and out, but a nice rebound by Abby Lee to give us a second chance opportunity. Fresh shot clock. There's Snoozy driving in, pass into Lee. Lee sets herself up. Good defense there as Demke's able to tie her up. Jump ball possession is going to stay with the Crusaders under their own basket. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. 5-3 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars in the Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills Shelmer Pitts and Associates as your first quarter sponsors. Abby Lee kicks it out to Snoozy. Snoozy crossover dribble right side. Now kicks it back to LeFleur. LeFleur spins. Nothing going back to Snoozy. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Demke up high. Lee now. Top of the key. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Nice drive by Demke. Ball stripped away, and it's going to be a shot clock. Nope. Snoozy's going to throw a long one up. It's going to be a shot clock violation. Nice defense by East High there. And as an end result, they're going to get the ball back with a 5-3 lead here early on. 4:50 to go in quarter number one.
Yeah, the Black Raiders kind of just took us out of our rhythm on that possession, and we never got anything going towards the hoop.
Here's Mensah bringing the ball across midcourt now. She hands back to Rancho. Back over to Demke. Demke working on that right wing. And she's going to throw the ball away. Nice defensive pressure by the Crusaders there. And neither team's had an easy go of it in their half court.
I will tell you, both teams are getting after it. East is doing a little bit more zone pressure, three-quarter court back into half court, but they're getting after it, especially with, you know, Flattery up there at the top of that zone. She's pretty active.
Right now the weakness in that zone is kind of in that high post. Abby Lee's been setting up there. We're going to get the first foul whistled on East High. And I believe that's going to go on Flattery. And that's her first team foul. So far, the new foul rules are not going to come into play. Looks like here in the first quarter as we near the midway point. Stanley had a three, turned it down. Now back to Demke up high. Demke, nice little get roll by Abby Lee.
Yep.
And Abby just couldn't finish there. I like the fact, Tom, that they're looking for Abby a little bit more.
Got it. You know, she scored, I think she had 10 the other night. But pretty much they just kind of fell into her lap. We need to get her involved in the offense.
Crusaders early on with as many turnovers as they do shots attempted. There's a nice move there by Flattery. She got a little give and go, got to the lane, pump faked, let the defender go by and put it in. That's the biggest lead of the night, 7-3 for East High. We're under 4 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Addie Glass has checked into the ball game for the Crusaders as she gets it on the baseline. Pump fake, quick little runner, is a little bit strong and off the mark. Rebound by Demke. That's Kiki Demke. She's going to bring across midcourt. And the East High is going to set up their offense, leading 7-3 here. As they drive, Demke thought about the three on the right side. Now they're going to take it into Flattery inside. Back out to Demke. Kiki turns it down, dribbles it back, gives it to Hudson. Hudson's looking for her sister. Flannery now, it's in the hands of Haven. She's working at top of the key. Again, shot clock at 7. Nice backdoor cut by Flattery. Goes off her hands. It's going to be Crusader ball. So, well, I tell you what, defense has ruled tonight so far.
I said defense has traveled and stayed home. Both teams are playing really good defense.
Crusaders have been held to just one Maddie Demke three-pointer here in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. They trail 7-3. Crusaders break the pressure. It's going to be Maddie up high now with the ball. Cross-court pass is stolen. Once again, another turnover by the Crusaders. And here comes East High pushing it quickly. They pulled up at the top of the key. They hand back to Hudson. And Ranchell has nothing going, so she'll back it up between the circles. Takes a left-handed dribble. Both these girls are very good. Both these girls are very good with either hand, as there's going to be a travel called on Haven, so it's going to be turnover East High. So matching turnovers in the last two possessions. 2:40 to go here in quarter number one. Tonight's premier sponsor for quarter one is Fibercom and Mills Shelmer Pitts and Associates. Abby Lee up high, top of the key. She kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy with a nice step through, can't get it to fall. Good move, just couldn't get the finish. And here comes East High, no numbers. They're going to pull it back. Demke kicks it inside. And that was Mensah with the ball. She kicks it back outside. Demke, left wing, nothing going. Kicks it up high to Flattery, back up high to Rancho. That's Hudson. She kicks it over to the right wing. Nice pass inside. Mensah gets the easy look there. Really good ball movement. And they played the Crusaders right out of position and got the bucket there. 9-3 East High here. We're under 2 minutes left in quarter number one. As they get into Abby Lee, Abby stops, gathers, and scores. That's what we need to see.
Absolutely. And again, that's Abby's a good mid-post player. That's where you need to attack as Brooklyn Stanley picks up a foul on the penetration.
Tell you what, Flattery is one of those kids that is just going to constantly keep taking at you. And as a left-hander, it's a little bit unorthodox,
yeah.
But that's going to be the first foul of the night on Brooklyn, the second team foul, 1:44 to go here. Along with Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center are your first quarter sponsors.
Addison Kleiss checked in for Snoozy as they get the ball back into Flaherty.
Can't let her have it that deep.
Well, and it's a tough matchup because Brooklyn can't do a whole lot. We can't have Brooklyn get into foul trouble. I might want to look at a little different matchup there as the Crusaders turn the ball over again.
Here comes East High. They got 3-on-3. Now they're going to back it back to Demke. Demke thought about kicking it in. Now Kiki's going to put it up. It's off the mark. Long rebound is going to be gathered by Abby Lee. Nice rebound, Abby. 1:17 to go here in quarter number one. 6-point lead for East High, 11-5. Crusaders into Abby. Abby gathers, now kicks it back out. There's an open three, and it's good.
Glass, and I've heard she can really shoot it. Well, there she hit the bottom of the net right there.
Just the one you like, too, the inside-out look. Abby didn't have it inside. Glass was spotted up behind the three-point arc on the right side and knocked it down. Big three-pointer, 11-8 here. We're under 1 minute to go as Hudson is going to take the right hand. Now kick it back. There's an open three-pointer off the mark. And that three-pointer that time was by Harris. Here come the Crusaders. They kick it up to Glass. Right wing extended. She kicks it back up high to Stanley. Stanley over to Addison Kleiss. And Addie missed that one bad. And the rebound by East High. It looks like the shot clock's off. East High is going to control it for the last shot here. 11-8. East High is Flattery's going to take it all the way to the hole. And I think we're going to get a cheap one on Brooklyn Stanley there with just 18 seconds left on the game clock.
Again, that's just... And Brooklyn's probably is the best matchup on her, but can you afford to do that? I'd be surprised if the Crusaders stay in the if that's the second one on Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She's gonna have to stay in that. She's gonna have to play. I could see us coming back into some 1-3-1, something that maybe hides her a little bit.
Flattery was 0-for-1 from the arc, and now 0-for-2 on the season. If she misses the first one, she'll get one more. And again, you've got to take that left hand away from her and. So far, Stanley drew both those fouls, getting on her hip, giving her the left side. So, first free throw fails to fall for Flattery. Second free throw is up and good. So 1-for-2 for Alex. She's got 5 on the night, and that East High lead is 12-8 with 18 seconds to go here in the quarter. Let's see if the Crusaders can get a quality look and end this quarter with a little bit of momentum. East High is going to stay in that 2-3 zone. 10 seconds left.
Heelan's
Glass on the right side. Again, the ball's thrown away as Glass made a backdoor cut, and Maddie Demke just couldn't hook up with it. So 5 seconds to go here. Crusaders going to apply a little full-court pressure. They kick it into Ranchow. They get it across. There's a long three-pointer. It's going to be off the mark. That was Harris throwing up about a 30-footer. It fell short. But after one quarter of play here from East High, it is the East High Black Raiders 12. The Crusaders 8. Again, a big thanks to our first quarter sponsors tonight, and they were, as they have been throughout the year, Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. We'll be right back for quarter number two. It's Bishop Heelan basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Imagine what life would be like without your vehicle. Trying to get to work or get your kids to school, a doctor, or church. Angel Cars is a vehicle donation program that helps single working parents right here in Sioux City. If you have a vehicle not in use, your tax deduction donation of that car can go to someone locally in desperate need of transportation. Simply drop the vehicle off at Tires, Tires, Tires on Gordon Drive and sign the title over to Angel Cars. They will do any needed repairs to make the car safe for the new owner. SafeLight Auto Glass replaces the broken windshield and Rocket Auto Wash cleans the donated vehicle. And if the car isn't running, Meyer Towing will bring it to Tires, Tires, Tires. All of the needed services are done free of charge by the local businesses. All vehicles are accepted regardless of their condition. So won't you be an angel today? For more information on the Angel Car program, contact Gene at the Community Action Agency of Siouxland, 712-274-1610.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary. Got back just a little bit late here on the first possession of the quarter. East High missed it. We had a nice rebound by the Crusaders. They came across, and Kiki Demke ended up fouling her sister. So it's Crusader ball working against that zone. There's a pull-up by Stanley. She's checked back into the ball game. Good job by Abby. By Maddie LaFleur, keeping the second shot alive. Snoozy with the quick three. It's off the mark, and it's going to be rebounded by East High, and a foul is going to be called on Maddie LaFleur, reaching in after the rebound there. So each team with a quick foul here to start quarter number two tonight. Second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Tram Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS are your other second quarter sponsors. There's Kiki Demke spotting up from three, and she nails it. Kiki for three.
Big shot. She just kind of found herself wide open, and Kiki can shoot the basketball.
And that is the biggest lead of the night for the Black Raiders at 15-8 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Maddie Demke, three.
Boom. Got you right back, sister.
The sister act at each end knocks it down. 15-11 here. As 6:39 remains here, there's Flattery once again getting it deep. She kicks it out. There's an open three. It's off the mark.
Great box out there by Maddie LaFleur.
Here come the Crusaders. Demke pushes up quickly as she likes to do. Flips back to Stanley. Now back to Demke. Demke will set the offense up. Kicks it left wing. Snoozy with a nice drive. Right-handed finishes off the mark. I tell you what, she's getting to the hole. Just cannot find the finishes yet. And, you know, it's a freshman in the first type of environment like this. Once she's settled down, I mean, she's gotten herself in great scoring position. So the ball goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. Here comes East High now with the ball. Working through and weaving through the pressure there. Maybe got by with the travel there as Demke kicks it right corner. Menser with the ball. She drives in, kicks it back. Flattery with a three-pointer. I think you want to give her that shot.
I think so, too.
Abby Lee with the rebound. Nice up pass to Snoozy, and Snoozy has it blocked out of bounds. Good hustle by the East High Black Raiders getting back. That was Hudson Ranchell blocking the shot there. It looked like Snoozy might get the layup, but goes out of bounds, so Crusaders will have an underbasket inbound set here as they'll line up 1-4 across. 15-11. East High here, and we get a timeout. I believe East High is going to take that timeout, so we're going to take a 30-second timeout with you. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We're at East High School, high above midcourt here. 5:53 left in game number one, the second quarter of game number one. We've got four rated teams doing battle tonight in the girls' contest. East High with a 15-11 lead on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Both teams.
I don't know if you just saw this, but East was going to take the ball out underneath Heelan's basket, and Heelan was playing defense. Neither team knew what they were doing.
I think both teams are so enamored with defense that it's wanting to play
it
here.
That's it.
Tell you what, it's been hard work for both teams to find buckets here as East High comes out in a little man-to-man set, and Stanley takes advantage
oh
and misses the layup. Lee comes in, ties it up, and it's going to stay here with the Crusaders. So really nice job by Abby Lee coming in. Flattery got the rebound, but Lee tied her up. So an under basket on the alternate possession, under basket once again for the Crusaders. East looks like they're going to stay in that man-to-man here, at least for this possession, as they kick it up high. The ball's tipped away, and Flattery's going to go coast-to-coast and get the left-handed finish. She leads all scorers now with seven, and that lead is back at six. Crusaders pushing it up quickly. Lee up high, top of the key, kicks it over to Snoozy, right wing, back to Lee, nearly stolen. Back to Demke. Demke with the three, and it's off the mark, rebounded by Flattery, and here comes East High pushing it quickly. It's Hudson Ranchow going in, and she's going to have the ball blocked out of bounds. Nice take by Hudson there. Good defense by Maddie LaFleur, and it's going to be East High's ball under the bucket with that six-point lead. 5:11 to go here in quarter number two.
Yeah, we've done a great job taking the Ranchows, really, that three-point weapon out of the game. They haven't had an open look yet.
Demke with the ball. She has it stolen by her sister, and here comes Maddie bringing it across midcourt between the circles. Kicks it right wing to Snoozy. Snoozy will try it from the right side, in and out, but nice rebound there by Stanley, and there's going to be another jump ball. The net possession is going to point in the favor of the Black Raiders. So Melina Snoozy just having a hard time getting them to fall. She's had some good looks early on.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't taken bad shots.
No.
They're just not going.
Crusaders continue to apply backcourt pressure. They break it easily. It's Haven kicking it up to her sister Hudson. Back to the corner. There's Kiki Demke. Three-pointers off the mark. Another rebound by Lee as Abby Lee is once again starting to mount the rebounds up as we're going to get a foul on the floor.
That's
I believe that's going to be on Flattery.
Her second.
And that's going to be Alex's second. So you got two of the premier players in the game in Stanley and Flattery. Both with two fouls here in the second quarter, and the coaches are rolling with both of them here as my partner kind of adjusts his headset.
Got to stretch. Big guy's got to stretch once in a while, Bob.
East High's back to the 2-3 zone. LaFleur takes a corner to Snoozy, back up to Maddie. Demke's going to kick it all the way to the right side into Lee. Lee with a nice little crossover move. She's going to draw the foul and get to the free throw line there. Really nice little Iowa pump fake. And
textbook up and under, old school.
Absolutely. That foul's going to be whistled on Olivia Menser. And it's going to put Miss Lee to the line to shoot a pair. She is first free throws of the year. The first one is off the mark. Abby with 2 points on the night. She's going to get a second look here. Tell you what, she's played a nice floor game tonight. We just need to get some more touches to her. The second free throw
Absolutely.
Is up and good. And so now that lead stands at 5, 17-12. As East High is going to bring it across midcourt. It's Haven Rancho with the ball, kicks it over.
Oh, a hook. I actually kind of like the move, but she got busted with the hook. That was
Linasia Wooten.
Linasia, I know Linasia real well.
She, Wooten got in the game and went right at it there. Made a little spin move and threw that offhand around the hip. And
She learned that from her dad, Rob Wooten.
And Rob could play a little bit.
Yes, he could.
Here's the Crusaders now trying to cut into that lead. Snoozy three is good. The freshman with the long bomb off the left wing knocks it down at the halfway point, pulls the Crusaders back within two. At the other end, Ranchow tries to answer. It's off the mark. Flannery with the rebound, kicks it out to Wooten. Wooten's three is good.
Oh, and we're talking to the crowd.
She's getting after the Heelan student section there. Snoozy at the other end, right wing, kicks it cross court to Stanley. Stanley spins, gets mid lane, jumper's off the mark. Crashing the board hard with Snoozy, and it's going to go out of bounds there. Really good hustle by Molina there, but just couldn't corral it. 20-15 under Security National Bank scoreboard. SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Misesinos are part of your second quarter sponsorship group. Here's Flannery with the ball, top of the circle, kicks it right wing. There's a clear out, nothing going. They kick it back to Hudson Ranchow. Nice pass inside, and Flannery misses the easy one, but she's going to be fouled by Maddie LaFleur, and that's Maddie's second. It's going to send Flattery back to the line to shoot a pair. She was 1-for-2 in her last trip to the charity stripe. 20-15, 3:17 to go here in quarter number two. Our premier sponsors for the second quarter are Lightforms and Keller Williams agent Tammy Bertrand. Big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radios. We're going to see Eddie Glass check back into the ball game, and Matty LaFleur is going to check out here.
The you look at the score, 21-15, and sometimes you think, my gosh, it seems like we're down 10-12. It's a six-point game. We have not played well. We've missed a lot of shots. And so I think sometimes you have to look at that big picture and make sure the girls realize that, hey, we try to go high-low. Brooklyn had the shot. Demke with the three, a little bit long.
Nice battle there as Glass gets the rebound, puts it up with her left hand and in. So the freshman, Addie Glass, with a big push for the Crusaders here. She's got five to lead assist in that Helan scoring here, 21-17. As Flattery went 1-for-2 on her last trip, and she gets the other end and just clears out, and they're giving her that left hand, and when you do, she's going to score. And she's got 10 now, 23-17 under Security National Bank scoreboard. East High is going to stay in that zone. Snoozy left wing, flips it back to Stanley. Stanley cross court to Demke. Demke right wing drives, but nothing going. Glass with a three, it's off the mark. Demke, the smallest player on the court, gets the rebound. Second chance opportunity, fresh shot clock. Ball goes inside to Stanley. She threw up a wild backhanded layup. Nothing going. Rebounded by Hudson Ranchow. And here comes East High trying to build on that six-point lead. And there's going to be a travel.
Sometimes when it's been hard to find an open look, your feet get a little bit happy, and her feet were definitely happy.
And that was Haven Ranchow there trying to probably should have just put it up. I think she's accustomed to that long bomb. So turnover East High. Here come the Crusaders. 2 minutes left in quarter number two. Crusaders trail by six. Little UCLA action here off that high post pick. Stanley kicks it over. Snoozy, quick three, is in and out. Man, it tickled each part of the rim but couldn't fall. And here comes East High now. It's Flattery pushing it, gets inside the lane, has to kick it back outside to Rancho. That's Hudson there, a long ponytail, kind of covers up the double deuces as she steps back and shoots the three, misses it, but a nice rebound there by Harris, but she couldn't get the finish. At the other end, the Crusaders try and push it up, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be in the hands of the Crusaders here under their own basket. 81 seconds left here in the second quarter. Crusaders down by six, and really they've hung back between a 3- and 7-point deficit for the majority of the game. Ball goes in high to Abby Lee. Lee takes a drive, kicks it back to Stanley. Oh. Stanley misses a short one, gets her own rebound, and then throws the ball away. Here comes East High pushing it. Sloppy possession for the Crusaders there. Ranchow with an open three, and she misses it. Rebound goes off the hands of Flattery as, once again, Abby Lee was in great position to get that rebound, and Flattery tipped it out of her hands. 1:01 to go here. Crusaders are down six.
This game has not disappointed. This has been, I mean, up in possessions are critical, and we've seen a lot of shots almost in. We're in for a good night.
Demke up high between the circles, kicks it left wing to Lee. Lee's going to take a couple dribbles up above the top of the key, kicks it right side to Stanley. Stanley's working against Harris there, trying to find something. Crosses over, gets deep in the lane. Ball stripped by Kiki Demke and finally stolen by East High, and shot clock is off, so East High is going to have an opportunity, if they want to go for the last shot here. As Kiki Demke kicks it up high, Harris with the ball, hands back to Ranchow, and there's going to be a foul on Maddie Demke, and that's going to be Maddie's second. So Demke, Stanley, and LaFleur all with two fouls for the Crusaders. 18.7 seconds to go. East High with a six-point lead and a chance here for the last shot of the first half. Trouble getting it in. Finally, they get it into Harris. They kick it back to Ranchow. She's going to work it up high. That was Haven back to Hudson. Flattery with a nice flash to the basket, nice assist there. She's get one more. She's got 12 on the night. Leads eight. That's the biggest lead of the night, and there's nearly another steal there. They're going to call that on.
Well, and that'll be two free throws.
And it's going to be on Alex Flattery, I believe. If so, that's her third foul.
Yes, they called it on Alex Flattery.
So not only with 12 points, but that, now she's got three fouls.
Yeah, that's just something you've got to realize that if you're Alex, that you're reaching with two fouls at the end of the second quarter, you made it through unscathed. But
0.9 seconds left as Snoozy knocks the first free throw down. She's got four on the night. She's got one more. as Flattery's going to check out. Wooten's going to check in for East High. So that might be something that we have to watch here as we get started in the second half. Snoozy with a second free throw. It's up and good. So she nails both those. And with .9, there really isn't any time to get it. So they catch it and hold on to it. So after one half of play, it's the East High Black Raiders 25, the Crusaders 19. A final shout out to our second quarter sponsors. They were Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Our other sponsors included Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Dr. Ryan Meese, Sinos, Barkley Asphalt, Plymouth County Right to Life, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, and Rubber Docky. Once again, after one half of play, it's East High 25 and the Crusaders 19. We'll be back after a word from some of our great sponsors. You're listening to Bishop Elam Basketball this fine evening on Catholic Radio.
I'm Patty Lansing, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Over 600 students are receiving tuition assistance through the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation. These students are not eligible for an ESA this year since they were already enrolled in our Catholic schools. Without your support of MLTF, their parents will face difficult decisions. Learn more about MLTF by contacting your school and making your donation by December 31st. With your help, every child can receive a faith-based education in our diocesan Catholic schools.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at Schramm Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are Schramm Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Awful.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders trail the East High Black Raiders 25-19 at half. Our other sponsors for tonight's halftime include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Possen and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. So I want to thank them and all our great sponsors, Wainwright Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Well, Thomas, defense was kind of the rule there in that first half. It was not easy for anybody. Maybe Alex Flattery had the, you know, with 12 points, certainly had the most offensive success, but points were hard to come by.
Well, they certainly were, and the Crusaders, I think you have to go into halftime and say, listen, we're only down six. Our leading scorer didn't score. Brooklyn Stanley didn't get on the scoreboard in the first half. And Melina Snoozy, our second leading scorer in the Jamboree, and she didn't really have a on-par half as well. You know, she was, I think she hit 1-3 and got to the line at the end of the half. So there's things to build on. You know, there's some positives pulled out of those negatives. And defensively, we've done a great job on the Ranshaw twins. They have not had any real open looks from the arc, and when they've gotten something, they forced it a little quick, and I think that's our game plan. But Flattery's had a really – she's a difference in that first half for sure.
And we just have not been able to take her left-handed dribble away, and she's getting
– then she's got three fouls.
Three fouls there. Kudos to Addie Glass, the freshman, came off the bench for the Crusaders and scored five big points. And you and I have been kind of mentioning off air here, you've got the feeling that East maybe had some opportunities to really put a pretty good point spread here and didn't.
Yeah.
And the Crusaders have been able to hang around, and now we'll see what kind of second half adjustments, you know, and both teams I think will get more comfortable as they get into the second half. A big crowd here at East High. Again, a lot of these girls games, you don't see this type of crowd this early, so there's a lot of factors to build in here.
You know, one thing you have to remember, too, is inner-city games like this, there's no secrets. These kids have been playing against each other since third, fourth grade. They have grown up. These are the rivals. They know each other. So it's not like somebody's going to say, oh, my gosh, I didn't know this person could do this X, Y, or Z. So baskets are hard to come by when you're well-scouted, and everybody knows everybody.
So once again, here at halftime on our Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders trailing the East High Black Raiders 25-19. Again, our halftime is brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with the following groups: Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Fund, and Kevin Poth and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. A shout-out, I would guess he's probably not listening tonight, but a shout-out to our friend Jeff Vanderloo, who's celebrating a birthday tonight.
Yeah. Jazzy Jeff, happy birthday.
Absolutely. Got a chance to reach out to him earlier. The Creighton Blue Jays with a big win last night down in Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Have a big one with the Huskers in Lincoln on Sunday. So I'm sure they're digging into tape here tonight, Coach McDermott.
And, who do you root for in that game?
I root for Creighton in that game.
You?
Yeah, I'm one of those.
Bob Geary.
Yeah, I know.
You're a Husker.
I know. I go way back with Creighton, though.
Okay.
Growing up as a kid, they were always my basketball group. And quite honestly, Husker basketball has not always been a real easy thing to watch. But I really like the job that that they're doing in Lincoln. Of course, they're undefeated at this point. And should be a fun one. And lots of good basketball in the Midwest. And, of course, tomorrow night's a big Michigan-Iowa Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Big Ten game. That's going to be an interesting one.
I think we all know about the Iowa offense. But, you know, crazy stuff happens. Crazy stuff happens. Now, it might not happen tomorrow night. But we've seen it before. You know, Ohio State back in, was it 17? You know, they were ranked number one in the country, went into Iowa City. Now, I know we're not in Iowa City, but if punting is winning – we got that one covered.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's an awfully good defense that the Hawkeyes have. So that'll be an interesting one. So, again, big shout-out to all of you tuning in tonight. It's great to have you aboard for what should be a really good doubleheader here. Once again, at halftime, it's the East High Black Raiders 25 and the Crusaders 19. We're going to take it back to studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. It's our privilege, as always, to bring you Heelan Basketball here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son, Costa, came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heelan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's a privilege to bring you Heelan East High basketball tonight from the friendly confines of East High School. We're high above center court here. Here is your scoring output for the first half. First of all, for the Black Raiders, Kiki Demke with 3 points, Olivia Menser with a pair. Alex Finery leads all scorer in the game with 12. She had 5 in the first quarter, matched that with 7 in the second quarter. 5 points for Hudson Ranchow, well below her average. She went off for 33 points in their opening win against Spencer, and rounding out the scoring was Lanesha Wooten with 3 points. Lanesha came in and hit a big three-pointer right in front of the student section here. That's 25 points for East High. For your Crusaders, they were led in scoring by Maddie Demke. Maddie with a pair of trays has 6 points on the half, 5 points apiece for Melina Snoozy and Addie Glass. The freshman combination combined for 10, and 3 points for Abby Lee. Abby's had a lot of looks inside, just hasn't been able to get the finishes. And most notably missing from the scoring column is Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater for the Healing Crusaders. She was shut out in that first quarter, saddled with two fouls early on, and maybe affected her play a little bit. But foul situation certainly could come into play. Demke, Stanley, and LaFleur each with two for the Crusaders. For East High, Flattery with three fouls. Wooten, Mincer, and Kiki Demke with one apiece. So at half, it is 25-19 here. And once again, our final shout-out, our halftime, as always, has been brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Laffrey Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists.
By the way, there are still plenty of tax credits available with Monsignor Laffrey, and it's still critical for our schools. If you have any questions, please give us a call. Call the diocese. A lot of tax credits still available. You have until the end of December to take advantage of those, and then they come back next year to help our students attend Catholic schools.
It's always interesting as they come out of halftime here to see the adjustments that are made. The Crusaders are going to open with the ball. Same starting lineup that they began with: Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. They'll be moving right to left here in the third quarter as they kick it right into Lee. Lee pump fakes, puts it up, and gets it to fall. So right away, Stanley with a nice assist to Abby Lee. She's got two. That lead now is 4-25-21. So obviously the focus is to continue to try and pound it inside to Abby.
And, you see teams trying to front Abby. That only works if you got backside help with a player like that and you put some pressure on the basketball.
Harris with a nice drive. It throws up the wild shot, misses it. Rebounds by LaFleur. Here comes Demke pushing it up, and she throws it away, trying to hit Stanley heading to the basket on the other end. Here comes East High. It's Ranchow kicking over to Kiki Demke. Right corner, Kiki's three-pointer just a little off the mark. Abby Lee with yet another rebound. Unofficially, we have her for 9 rebounds as she's well on her way to another double-figure night with the boards. LaFleur kicks over right wing to Stanley. Looks like East High is going to stay in a little 2-3 zone yet.
No, they're playing man-to-man.
They're just kind of playing soft. As they got LaFleur posted up inside. Here comes Demke now working the right side. Goes all the way around the horn, takes it in, kicks it out. Snoozy three-pointer is off the mark, and the rebound is brought down by Harris. Here comes East High. Flattery's going to kick it up the floor quickly. She loses control of it, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds off Miss Flattery. So turnover, East High. Crusaders need to use this opportunity to cut into that lead. They trail by 4, 25-21. Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your third quarter sponsors, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. So Crusaders going to walk it up the floor between the circles. Demke kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy coming off the high LaFleur pick. Gets inside to Stanley. Stanley was
jump ball.
And it's going to be turnover as it's going to go to East High. They were posting up Stanley. She felt like she had a little advantage over Ranchow inside.
That's twice where Kiki has gone, dug down, and forced a jump ball. And I think a lot of that goes to she just has played with Brooklyn. She knows her well.
There's another near turnover, and there's going to be a kick called. It's Stanley. Nope, they're going to call it on Ranchow with the kick there.
A trip.
So that foul is going to go on Hudson Ranchow. That's her first. Crusaders with yet another opportunity to cut into this 25-21 lead. 6:11 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. East High is going to stay in that man-to-man defense. Demke is going to work against Flattery. Here comes Stanley working off the wing. Had the pick. Kicked it out to Snoozy. Snoozy crossover dribble off the left side. Kicked it inside. Hard pass to hand. I think we're going to see a reach foul called.
I'll tell you what, this officiating crew is a crew I haven't seen much. I think they're from way up north, maybe Spirit Lake area. They're a nice group. They have had complete control of this game, and if you don't notice the officiating crew, they're pretty good then.
I believe that's a second foul on Hudson Ranchow now. Crusaders with an inbound under their own basket, non-shooting foul. Backdoor cut, and there's going to be another kick, and it's going to be an inbound situation for the Crusaders under their own basket. Again, the Crusaders here. First, now we got a little conference by the officials. Crusaders are going to set up a kind of a funky inbound look. They bring all four players up near midcourt. Stanley's going to take it out of bounds under the basket. Flash to the hole. She kicks it to Lee. Lee drives mid lane. 8-foot jumper's good.
There you go. Abby's got such a soft touch from that mid lane.
All 4 points of this quarter belong to Abby Lee. 25-23. Crusaders are as close as they've been for quite a while. Flattery hands back to Ranchow. Ranchow working, pulls up, misses it long, and it's off the mark there. That was Hudson Ranchow with the long miss. And here comes Stanley with a chance for the Crusaders to take the lead. Ball is nearly stolen. Now it is stolen. And it's kicked up. Ranchow with the left-handed layup is off the mark. Rebound's going to be controlled by Demke. Here comes Maddie Demke. There's 4-on-2 for the Crusaders. They kick it out to Snoozy. Snoozy 3 is off the mark. Rebound by Lee. Her putback is...
Oh, Abby Lee to the rescue.
Back to back to back. Baskets by Abby Lee has pulled the Crusaders back even. 25-25. And this is kind of the pace I think the Crusaders want to play at. It's got a little more helter-skelter here in the second half. There's Demke working against LeFleur. That's Kiki Demke. Nothing going. Nice defense. Maddie. She kicks it back up high. Flattery. Tries to take it inside. Abby Lee with the steal. Abby's got numbers. Kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy with a nice finish.
There you go.
Probably
Crusaders
a timeout coming for East High here. As they've given up an 8-0 run here to start half number two. And Coach Grant's going to roll with it as he tells his team to settle down. Crusaders with their first lead of the night, 27-25. Here comes Flattery, her first drive of the half, and throws it away. Maddie Demke with yet another steal. She kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy pullback, short jumper is just off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Stanley. There's an open three. Demke in and out. Another rebound by Stanley.
Oh,
great
a foul on Flattery, number four.
Tell you what, that tells you a lot about a kid, though. It's having a rough night scoring, yet continues to do the other things well.
Right.
That's a couple of huge rebounds there by Brooklyn Stanley, and now we still not going to see that timeout here. And even 4 minutes left in quarter number three, it's Stanley taking the ball out of bounds for the Crusaders there, enjoying their first lead of the night. The kicking is Snoozy. Snoozy's jumper, she got a really good look from about 8 feet, missed it just a little bit short. Here comes East High. It's Ranchow kicking back to Demke, over to Harris. Harris with the three. It's good.
Well,
Ileana Harris with her first points of the night, and now we are going to see that first timeout. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. And
now we got a game. You know, and I tell you what, I have to give my some credit there to Coach Nguyen. He could have, you know, panicked a little bit and called a timeout. He waited till they came back. They hit a three. They got the lead back. Then he uses his timeout.
Then he got something positive to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 8-3 run here to start half number two for the Crusaders has pushed them to a 1-point deficit, 28-27. That was a big three there for Eliana Harris. Harris in the opener this season did not score, so that was scored 5 points. So that was a big
one.
And
they're going to do this probably for the next quarter without Flattery, as she's got 4 fouls and is on the bench now.
So here comes the Crusaders now. Looks like East High is going to sit back in that 2-3 zone once again. Demke at the point guard. Stanley cross court to Glass. Back to Demke up high between the circles. Glass, open three, left wing, just a little bit short. Nice rebound there by Verzel, who's checked into the game, Julie. And then she turns it away. So good rebound, but then threw the ball away. Here comes Demke driving in against a much taller Abby Lee. On the drive, it's Jackson who's checked into the ball game. Kiki Demke is going to throw up the air ball. It's going to be turnover, East High School. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's Verzel, Demke, Glass, Stanley, and Lee.
For the Black Raiders, without Flattery out there, and, you know, of course, they're playing without Miller. Who's going to step up, especially with the face guarding going on with that post play? Julie Verzel with the mid lane.
Beautiful ball movement there as Abby Lee got it tight and kicked it out for the little 8-foot jumper. Good to see Jules getting the scoring column there. Really a quality senior kid. driving in the lane. Nothing going there. That was Mincer. Now they're bringing it back up high. It's Jackson with the ball, working the left side, probing against Verzel. Nearly turned away, and now it is stolen by Stanley. Here come the Crusaders. They've got the 29-28 lead. Brooklyn's going to go coast to coast and get fouled. Missed it, but she's going to go for two. And I believe they're going to whistle that foul on Kiki Demke.
Yeah.
I take that back. They're going to whistle that on Mincer. And so that's Mincer's second. It's going to put Stanley to the line. Shockingly, Brooklyn has not yet scored. Remember, she came out of the gate with 14 points the other night and was the leading scorer last year for the Crusaders. So Brooklyn at the line to shoot two. First one's good. And sometimes, Tom, you just need to see one go through.
Absolutely. Need to see that go through the hoop. Is you know, and Snoozy checks back in for, looks like she's going to get Brooklyn here a second. She's another one. Just need to see the ball go through the hoop.
30-28 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 2:20 to go here in quarter number three. Everything we expected from this battle of ranked squads as Stanley gets a second one. And with two fouls, it's a chance for Brooklyn to kind of protect those fouls as Snoozy's going to check back into the ball game. It's Verzel, Snoozy, Demke, Lee, and Glass on the floor for the Crusaders. So two freshmen on the floor as they're going to apply some full court pressure here. The ball's kicked to midcourt. It's Mincer bringing it across midcourt, looking for somebody to get open, and finally it is Hudson Ranchow. She's going to be guarded by Addie Glass, and Glass is going to be called for the hand check there. That's Addie's first.
Well, and I think that's a situation where Addie was trying to put, she's working hard, putting ball pressure out 35 feet from the hoop, and you don't need to be that tight 35 feet from the hoop. Now, maybe with Ranchow you do.
I'm seeing Wooten check back into the ball game, and Kiki Demke is going to take a break here. The ball goes inside. Nice steal by Abby Lee, and then nearly threw it away, but Maddie Demke corrals it. She's going to bring it across midcourt between the circles, left wing to Verzel, back to Demke. And Snoozy over here on the left side here. Verzel's going to work the high post. Molina, three-pointer, good.
There you go. That's the one we needed to see go through.
She turned one down, kicked it back, and then took the next one. Biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders, 34-28. But at the other end, splash.
Wooten.
It's Wooten for three.
How about that? Each team's been answering as there's a travel right there on Snoozy.
Lanesha Wooten has come off the bench to hit two big threes for the Crusaders, much to the delight of her dad. 34-31. Crusaders, 1:33 to go here in quarter number three, and it's been a high-paced. The offenses have kind of come alive for both these teams here in quarter number three. Wooten, once again, pump fakes, drives, kicks out to Ranchow. She has a hard time with it. That's Haven. Now to Hudson, left wing. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. There's another three-pointer by East High. That's off the mark by Jackson. Rebounded by Snoozy. Snoozy's going to push it up the floor. Kicks it right wing back to Snoozy. Three for Snoozy is over the back and out of play. Quick three-pointer there. She kicked it up to Demke. Demke kicked it right back. As we're going to see Stanley check in and Glass check out. Addie Glass, once again, giving some really nice work here for the Crusaders. Crusaders are going to apply some token backcourt pressure. They're going to let Wooten bring it across. She's working against Julie Verzel. She brings it across midcourt, crosses over. Now she's going to take Julie down deep, spins back to the middle of the lane, throws up a wild shot. Abby Lee with the rebound will kick it up quickly. Three-pointer by Stanley is off the mark and rebounded finally by East High before it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of East High. So a couple quick threes for the Crusaders. Probably in retrospect, you want to take a little more time on those.
Well,
they're
playing man. We can attack the basket. I think that's what we're missing, Coach. I think we're shooting. I mean, we've kind of fallen in love with a three-pointer.
34-31 Crusaders here. Backcourt pressure. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Demke doing the types of things Maddie Demke does, making it hard for the East High Black Raiders to advance it. 36.9 seconds to go. So roughly the game clock and the play clock are going to be about the same here. Crusaders are applying the full court man-to-man pressure here. Trying to make somebody beside the Ranchow girls bring it across here. Once again, Alex Flattery remains on the bench with those four fouls. As Ranchow does, in fact, get the ball and brings it across. She flips it back now to Jackson. Jackson sets the offense up. It's Hudson, kicks it over to Wooten. Wooten back up high to Haven. That's Hudson with the ball there. Working high post. Wooten with a nice move, left-handed upshot.
Oh, and they called a foul.
There's going to be a foul whistled on Abby Lee, and it's going to put Wooten to the line. So she has really been the spark plug for this East High team here in the third quarter. As
perimeter rides without Flattery, they can't really find an open look.
Lanesha gets the first one to fall. She's got one more. She's got seven. Of course, Flattery with 12 leads all scorers. For the Crusaders, Snoozy with 10, and Lee with 9. So both efforts from the charity stripe fall. It's a one-point game, 34-33. Crusaders trailed by 6 at half. There's a quick three-pointer. Lee gets the rebound, and she's going to get fouled there. A quick shot by Stanley, but Abby Lee once again got the rebound. She's going to be hacked in the act. That foul's going to be on Jaylee Jackson, and it's going to put Lee to the line to shoot a pair. She's 1-for-2 on her earlier trips. Again, .2. Remember, we scored a couple free throws with .9 at the end of the first half.
Yes.
That one is good. Lead stands at 2, 35-33. One more free throw here. Not a lot you can do with .2. Second one is good as well. Abby Lee with a big 8-point third quarter, now has 11, and the Crusaders have come back from a 25-19 halftime deficit to grab a 36-33 third quarter lead. You're listening to Helam Basketball here on Catholic Radio. Final shout out to our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers Central Bank, as well as Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. We're going to take it back to the studio for a 30-second timeout. Once again, Crusaders 36, East High 33. We've played three. The fourth quarter's yet to come. We'll be right back.
On December 17th, join the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum Theater for a holiday celebration with the seasonal sounds of holiday brass, percussion, and the mighty Wurlitzer. It's a night out in Sioux City filled with joy, holiday cheer, and the spirit of the season for the whole family. Buy tickets now at SiouxCitySymphony.org or call 712-277-2111.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't play Wooten more.
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Yeri. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. It's always a thrill to be at an East High Bishop Helam basketball game or any event, to be real honest. A huge Helam crowd has filled up the whole section here in front of us. The East High crowd is still filtering in. We're going to have a full house when it comes time to the guys' game here in about 45 minutes, but right now we got one more quarter of play here in the girls' game. The Crusaders outscored East High 17-8 in that third quarter and have grabbed a three-point lead here. Tonight's fourth quarter is brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They are your premier fourth quarter sponsors. Crusaders are going to start the fourth quarter with the ball and the lead. Abby Lee, Demke, LaFleur, Stanley, and Snoozy on the floor. So the starting lineup, as we saw it to start the game, is on the floor. And they're going to bring Alex Flannery back with four fouls. East High is going to roll the dice. East is going to come out in a little 2-3 zone here. Nice drive. Kick to Abby Lee. And Abby is just starting to really establish herself. She's got 13 now on the night. That lead is 5. I believe that is the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. Harris, open three. They're daring her to shoot it. She missed it. Nice rebound there by Flattery going over the top, then missed it. Another rebound by Abby Lee. She's in double figures now with boards as well as points. Here comes Maddie. Top of circle. Three-pointer good. Maddie Demke.
That's a 10-point lead now?
That's a big one. 8 points.
Does that give us 8? Okay.
41-33. Here comes Flattery driving in. She kicks it out. Harris is going to load up again. She misses another one. Wooten crashes the board, and it's going to be a, we're going to call a foul or a jump ball there?
Foul on LaFleur, I believe.
So that's going to be Maddie's third foul. It's a non-shooting foul again. Both teams will shoot fouls on the fifth foul of the quarter. Crusaders entertaining their biggest lead at 41-33. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. And a turnover on the inbound set, a little pump fake and go. Unfortunately, a little too much fake, and she moved her feet, and that call's been pretty consistent throughout the game. So here's the Crusaders on the wing. Stanley kicks over to Glass, back up to Dempke between the circles. Maddie back over to Stanley. Stanley kicks it down. Snoozy, quick jumper baseline. Nothing but net. Alina Snoozy now with 12. And that Crusader lead has jumped to 10, 43-33. Here comes Flattery driving in the lane, making her go right. She kicks it to Harris. Open three there is off the mark, and the Crusaders get the rebound. Stanley with the ball and the 10-point lead. She's going to push it between the circles. Left wing Snoozy. Snoozy's going to drive, pull up, and her shot's just a little off the mark as she fouled her shot. Good rebound there by Wooten. Here comes East High, badly in need of a bucket here Ranchow from way down deep. That's Hudson Ranchow from near the spike line on the volleyball court. A big one there. That's her first points of the second half. She's got 8, and that cuts that lead to 43-36. We got a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick timeout with them. A 30-second spot is Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Culligan. For more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City. To find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. We're at East High tonight. It's doubleheader basketball on this beautiful Friday evening. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. 6:11 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 43, East High 36. Remember, the Crusaders trailed by 6 to start the second half. A big third quarter pushed them in the lead, and the fourth quarter has been much the same here. East High has switched now out of that zone and went to a man-to-man defense. Snoozy goes around the horn, kicks it inside. Stanley, left-handed jumper, is just off the mark. A good look for Brooklyn, just couldn't get it to fall. Here comes Flattery now. She's pushing it. She gets that left hand, now spins back to the middle. Harris drives lane, jump stops, working against Lee. Nice job by Abby Lee there. Here comes Dempke working against Dempke. They kick it back out, and Addie Glass with a steal. She's going to go right at Ranchow and draw the foul. Great job by Addie Glass, a freshman. As she cut the lane there in front of Hudson Ranchow, Ranchow's going to be whistled for the foul on the layup. Probably should have just let her go. It would have kind of was a wild drive there, but a big play there by Addie. She's going to shoot two.
There, again, we're doing a great job. The East just can't find an answer to get the Ranchows an open look as Glass hits the first free throw. You know, I don't know if they need to set some screens. I don't know what they work on in practice, but this could be a problem for them.
Both free throws fall. She's got 7. Addie Glass, big 7 points off the bench for the freshman, pushes that lead back to 9, 45-36. Here comes Hudson Ranchow bringing it up with that left hand, working against Snoozy. Molina with good defense there. There's a good back cut by Flattery, and her layup's off the mark, and yet another rebound by Abby Lee. Here comes Dempke. She's pushing it. She kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy pump fakes elbow, kicks it right side. Now up high, three-pointer. Brooklyn Stanley is off the mark, and we're going to see an over-the-back call on Addie Glass. That is her second, and I believe it's the second team foul of the fourth quarter. 5:08 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard, 45-36. Crusaders, game certainly hasn't disappointed, Tom.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, we're doing this. Brooklyn Stanley's she got a free throw because she's over from the field, which you wouldn't think you'd have much of a chance if that was the case.
Flannery kicks it away, stolen by Abby Lee there. Ball got deflected there. Was trying to make a post-to-wing pass. Dempke's going to slow it down between the circles. We're under 5 minutes, 4:43 left in your ball game. Crusaders up 9. We're going to see an offensive foul, legal pick there.
That was on Addison Class, who just checked back in.
It's pretty hard to go a game without seeing one of those, and really been a point of emphasis for officials at every level of making sure those picks stay stationary. No, I'm always not quite sure if it really impacts play that much, but they seem to like to call it. Demke kicks it into the front court now. It's Harris with the ball working against Lee. They're going to kick it inside to Flattery. They want to get her going, and once again, there's a steal by Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley kicks it out to Demke. Now Demke's got numbers as three East High players trail. Glass, quick three, off the mark. Rebounds in play for Kleiss. She missed it, and here comes East High. So a couple looks there for the Crusaders. No points, empty possession, and now East High is going to set it up as Flattery is going to dribble it back up between the circles, top of the key. She's working against Stanley, goes with that left hand all the way to the hole, kicks it out. Harris with a wide open three. It's off the mark, and the rebound belongs to Stanley. And we're going to see a kick in the backcourt, and it's going to belong to the Crusaders with 4:01 to go in your ball game. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by our premier sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Our other sponsors include Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio.
The Ranch scored 53 in the first game. They got eight right now. So that's good defense.
That's good defense. Here come the Crusaders now. It's Demke up high. East High's went back to the man-to-man defense. They've got Flattery guarding Demke. And just as I say that, Flattery jumps the passing lane and gets the uncontested layup. Nice job there by Alex jumping in the lane. She's got 14. Now that lead sits at 7. 3.5 to go here. Nearly another steal as the ball's tipped into the backcourt. Crusaders with 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Snoozy drives from right, left side to right. Kicks it to Lee, and there's another turnover. This time it's Ranchow taking in against Demke. And she misses the bunny, and the rebound by Snoozy. Snoozy's going to push the ball up and kind of throws a wild pass, but it's tipped out of bounds by East High. And right now you just need to kind of slow things
down.
Take care of that seven-point lead. Crusaders playing a little bit above their level, and I think that's exactly what Darren Koolstra sees. He's going to call a full timeout. We're going to take one with you with 3:07 to go here in your ball game. It's the Crusaders 45, East High 38. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We got a good one going here at East High School with 3:07 left in your ballgame. It's the Crusaders 45, East High 38 in a battle of ranked teams at high expectations for both of these. Of course, East High is playing without their outstanding sophomore, I guess you'll call her a guard. She's a little bit of everything. Trishelle Miller, I tell you what, she opened some eyes last year as a freshman. I think she might have been a 5A All-Stater, in fact.
Yeah. So both these teams are going to have really, really good teams this year when they get to full strength.
And for the next few years. There's a lot of talented young kids on the floor here for both teams. Inbound set is thrown away by the Crusaders as they tried to kick it corner to Snoozy, and the ball went off her hand and out of bounds. So here's East High now with a chance to cut into this seven-point lead as they kick it into Wooten. She's going to bring it up and now kick it back to Kiki Demke, and Kiki's going to bring it across midcourt. Kiki's working against Maddie, sister on sister here. They kick it inside to Flattery, over to Wooten. Wooten left-handed layups off the mark, but Flattery's there to nearly clean it up. Wooten gets it. She misses. Flattery, she misses. 4-point bank shots for Flattery and Wooten. It's going to end up with a foul, though, as Maddie Demke finally hacked him in the act. And it's going to send Alex to the line to shoot a pair here and cut into that lead with the clock stopped at 2:45. Really the first time the Crusaders' rebounding has let them down there.
Right.
Alex gets the first one, Alex Flattery. She's got unofficially 15 points on the night. She'll get a second free throw here. And she knocks that one down as well. So that lead now just sits at 5, a two-possession lead for the Crusaders. 2:40 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 45-40 Crusaders. Crusaders working against that man-to-man is Stanley. Crossover dribble, gets the elbow, flips back to Lee. Lee thought about the three, pulled it down. Glass is going to shoot the three, and it's an air ball. Saved nearly by the Crusaders, and it's going to go out of bounds off Alex Flattery there. Great hustle by Snoozy to keep the ball alive. No shot clock reset, so there'll be 13 seconds left on the shot clock. 2:23 on the game clock, 45-40 Crusaders. Here's a second chance here maybe for the Crusaders to grab a basket here late in the shot clock. There's Snoozy, drives right elbow, kicks corner. Demke turned the three down. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Back to Glass. Glass pullback, jumper, two-point shot, and then we're going to see a foul whistled on the rebound against the Crusaders.
That's a free throw. That's two free throws, Coach.
And that foul is going to be whistled on Addy Glass. And here is with 2:10 East High with a chance to, again.
And East has one team foul, so they can afford to be outside of number 12. They can afford to be a little aggressive.
In these situations, they're automatic two-shot fouls, so Kiki Demke is going to go to the line. First free throw is in and good. Kiki now with 4 points. She'll get one more for the junior. A bucket here will make it just a one-possession game as Maddie LaFleur checks back into the ball game. So you've got that original starting lineup on the floor for the Crusaders. It's Demke, Snoozy, Stanley, Lee, and LaFleur. Second free throw from Kiki is off the mark, and it's rebounded by LaFleur. So here come the Crusaders. It'll be under 2 minutes when they cross midcourt there. A big miss there by Kiki Demke. Lead remains two possessions, 45-41, four-point lead. There's another turnover by the Crusaders, but it's answered by Demke getting the steal. Now she's going to pull it back. 1:50 to go here. Now you got to eat some clock here and try and get the best shot you can. Snoozy with the ball, left wing, dribbles across the court, kicks it to Demke on the right side. She's got Stanley up high. Now they're going to reset. They kick it over to Snoozy, left side. She's going to drive in against Demke, pull back, two-point jumper's
wow.
Good.
Now that was a... it went in. It was a great shot.
It's a classy shot for a freshman. 1:20 left in your ball game. Crusaders back up by 6. Here comes Kiki with the ball, right wing, looking, trying to get inside to Alex Flattery. Now she kicks it high post to Harris. Harris is going to drive against Lee. Lee cuts her down. There's a loose ball, and it's going to be corralled by Snoozy. Snoozy's going to bring it across midcourt. They've got numbers. She's going to kick it back to Stanley. Stanley, elbow jumpers off the mark. Lee with a big rebound, kicks it out. Snoozy with the three, good. Wow, 50-41, Crusaders up 9. Here comes Flattery pushing it coast to coast, and she's going to be fouled by Stanley. And it's going to be free throws for Alex Flattery. Sometimes you just got to go, no, 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 yes.
I suppose you do. I suppose as a coach, those things drove me crazy.
47.5 seconds to go here in your ball game. Crusaders up 9. Flattery at the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. She's a perfect 3-for-3 in the second half. After going 2-for-4 in the first half, she'll get one more here, and that free throw is good as well. So that lead stands at 7. Timeout on the floor by Coach Grant from East High gives us a chance to kind of catch our breath and once again thank our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with our other sponsors, Jimmy John, Hospice of Siouxland, Howland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Now, Tom, that lack of fouls by East High kind of works against you a little bit here in the fact that you've got to eat some clock up and get a fresh shot clock every time you foul.
Right.
Lead stands at 7 on your Security National Bank scoreboard, 50-43. Man, the action's just starting, Thomas. We got a big one to follow here. The boys' game will follow roughly 15 minutes to 20 minutes after this game. Again, it's going to be a battle of two ranked teams. Both teams pop the 80 mark in games number one, so expect some offense to flow in that second game.
Yeah. This has been a fun night. Again, 47 seconds left. The Black Raiders, if they pick up full, they, with the three-point shot, you're never out of this thing.
And you just feel that this is where, you know, in your timeout, as you're coming out of that healing timeout, you're talking about who do I want to handle the ball. And again, ball security is so big here. Make them foul you and then win the game with free throws at the end. It's going to be Stanley taking it out of bounds. Glass, who dropped a couple free throws in near the early on. Demke gets the inbounds. Demke just weaves right through the entire East High backcourt here. They kick it to Snoozy, and Snoozy's going to be fouled by Kiki Demke. That's Kiki's second. Now, trying to see here. I believe that's just team foul number two. Am I correct, Tom? Did they put it up yet?
That's just team foul number two.
So they've got till five to kick it into Lee. Lee's going to be fouled by Harris. That's going to be Harris's first. That's team foul number three. 39.6 seconds to go. 35 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders going to inbound under their own basket. It's going to be Stanley triggering it in. She gives it to Lee, and Lee's going to be fouled in the act. Again, I think that's going to be on Harris. And so the next foul will, in fact, be free throws for the Crusaders. 38.4 seconds left in the ball game. Crusaders up seven. Stanley four across. On this side, she's got Demke, Lee, Snoozy, and Glass sit on the opposite side. You got to be careful if you lob over to Lee here. They successfully do it, and Lee's going to be fouled by Harris right away. So Abby's going to go to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, we've got five really good free throw shooters out there, so that's pick your poison on that one.
Abby, 3-for-4 on the night. Her big third quarter really fueled this Crusader second half rally. 8 points in the third quarter, 10 in the second half, 13 points as Lee misses the first one. Let's get one here. Get it back to an 8-point lead, 50-43, 37.7 seconds to go. They're going to go offense for defense here as Maddie LaFleur is going to check into the ball game. And Glass is going to check out. Second free throw for it by Lee is off the mark, and it's going to be rebounded by East High. So a couple of misses there. Here comes Flattery. She's going to push it coast to coast. Left-handed layup is good. Alex Flattery with another deuce. Lead sits at five, 27 seconds to go, and now we're going to see Miss Maddie Demke go to the line to shoot a pair as she's fouled in the backcourt. You got to make free throws here.
You got to make free throws here.
Two free throws would make it a three-possession game. Lead stands at 5, 50-45 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Demke in game one was 2-for-4 so far tonight. This is her first free throw, and it's off the mark. Let's get one more here, Maddie, making an even six. As Coach Koolstra is going to pull his team off the line here.
You know my feeling on that deal. I just think it's you're more comfortable with the kids up there, but see what Maddie can do.
She's got her sister there.
That's
second free throw's off the mark, so here comes East High. Ranshaw with the three, and she's going to be fouled. She's going to get three free throws. My goodness, with 20 seconds to go, this could be a two-point ball game.
Yeah, that's not to what the doctor ordered on that one.
Whistled on that foul was Snoozy, and at the line is Ranshaw. Shockingly, she misses the first one. That's Haven shooting. She'll have two more. And she gets the second one. One more will still make it a one-possession game here with 20 seconds to go. 50-46. Third free throw is good as well. So 2-for-3 for Ranshaw. Crusaders get it into Stanley. Hold on to it here, Stanley. And Brooklyn's fouled in the backcourt. That's going to be on Harris. And she's been getting a lot of fouls here all of a sudden. Is that four or five on her? That is going to be number five on Ileana Harris. She was kind of the designated fouler there when they had to do some fouling. So 16.7 seconds remain in the ball game. Stanley to the line to shoot two. She's 2-for-2 tonight. That's her only 2 points. First free throw is in and out. Crusaders have missed five consecutive free throws here. They need this one. As Stanley is going to step up to the line. The senior, Northwest Missouri State recruit. Second free throw, it's a big one, and it's good. And that was big, as there's going to be a timeout by Coach Koolstra. We're going to leave it right here now. 51-47, 16.7 seconds to go. Tom, you don't really need a three right now. If you can get a quick two, I would guess Flattery's going to drive in.
If I was East High, I'd be getting the ball to Flattery and say, get to the hole, don't stop, and collect $200. You got 16 seconds left, and she gets her. Most teams aren't in foul mode right here. And then the other thing is a lot of teams make the mistake and foul the layup. So Crusaders just not, you know, we take care of the ball and make our free throws.
I would think you'd want to deny as much as possible number 12 the ball here and make somebody else hustle it up the court, somebody that's not quite so effective driving to the hole.
Right.
Obviously, you've got to focus on the two Ranchild girls as they are big-time three-point threats here. The score stands at 4, 51-47, 16.7 seconds to go. It hasn't been easy. In many ways, a game very similar to last year, where East High got the advantage early,
right.
Crusaders came back and then held on at the end, and it's very much going true to form in that regard here. So let's see what Coach Koolstra has dialed up coming out of that timeout here. Can't see the scoreboard to see how many timeouts are left for each team.
I've got 3 for East, 1 for Heelan.
Okay. So taking it out of bounds. I'm a little bit surprised there with Flannery. Look for them to maybe get it in and kick it right back to her.
You're right.
And, there it is. She's going to drive it, take it all the way to the hole, working against Stanley. Stanley, good defense, flips it back. There's a layup that's off the mark there. That was Menser. She missed it, but it put back by Flannery with 3.8 seconds to go. Gives them hope.
Yes, it does.
Alex Flattery with a putback there.
That makes it
51-49.
51-49. They just put it up, yeah.
So now one thing you want to do is just make sure that you get that inbounds in and utilize that timeout if you can't with the two-point lead here. Once again, you're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio. Big thanks to all our great sponsors. Once again, you are listening to 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio, serving the three-state area of Iowa, South Dakota, and Northeast Nebraska. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight, as well as a big thanks to all our great sponsors who are underwriting tonight's coverage. It's early on. We've got another full game to follow, but I tell you what, this is two teams that are going to be fun to watch throughout the course of the year, Thomas.
Yeah, I can't wait for the rematch.
And when
we still have a game to call, Coach.
Absolutely. Hopefully, there's a little voice left.
Yeah, this has been, both teams have been down and came back. Both teams have played really well tonight.
Really, here is where you like to have a kid like Brooklyn Stanley triggering the ball inbounds. A senior that's a four-year regular that make good decisions here. Basically, you just need to catch and cover up and get fouled. Set good solid picks here. There's trouble.
5 second call.
Oh my
coach.
Goodness!
I don't know how that. It was. I think it was the right call.
Yeah. They get to 4, and they're not allowed to.
And East has a timeout, so they can, if Coach chooses it, I think Durant has a timeout, at least on the board it says he does. But maybe you don't call a timeout here.
And I think the Crusaders are going to take a timeout here. I'm not sure what we have left. It's a short timeout, so maybe 3.8 seconds to go. East High is going to trigger from under their own basket. A 3 will win it. A 2 will tie it for East High here.
Well, this is why coaches watch a lot of college basketball. So you pick up these late game situational plays by watching ESPN and Big Ten Network and all that, because you write that stuff down because you might need that. You just saw this the other night. You might have seen it last night in Creighton, Oregon State. That play that just might work.
I've noticed there's a site on Facebook this year that has drills throughout the. It's been really interesting. I've picked up some pretty good stuff there. Not that I use it anymore, but it's always fun to think.
Yeah.
You think of the personnel that your team has. And Darren Koolstra is still upset that they were not garnered that timeout there, but boy, I would expect that you'll see one of the Ranchow girls shoot a three here to try and win this ball game.
Yeah.
It's going to be Kiki Demke that's going to trigger the ball inbounds. They are not going to go, now they are going to guard her with Abby Lee. And there's the kick out. Rancho drives into the lane. She loses possession of it.
Game over.
No foul. It's over. Rancho got the ball in the left wing, took a dribble inside, dribbled it off her foot. Abby Lee stole the ball. And that's how it's going to end. Crusaders 51, East High 49. No shortage of excitement in that, baby. Kudos to East High for the rally they made at the end. But when it all comes push to shove, it's the Crusaders moving to 2-0 on the season with a huge win on the road, 51-49 over the East High Black Raiders. We're going to take it back to the studio for a, kind of a long extended period here and hear from some of our great sponsors. We've been kind of ignoring them here in the thrill of the fourth quarter. When we come back, we'll have our postgame show and set the stage for game two. But game one goes to the good guys as the Crusaders defeat the East High Black Raiders 51-49. We'll be right back.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader postgame show here on Catholic Radio. Tonight's postgame, as always, is brought to you by our Knights of Columbus agents. Our premier sponsor is Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Also hosting our postgame tonight and will be Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Boy, it was a good one as the Crusaders hold on at the very end. And believe me, they just held on for a 51-49 win over the East High Black Raiders. The Crusaders now move to 2-0 or 2-0 on the season. They'll host North High on Tuesday night back at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, while East High falls to 1-1, and it was a game that saw the Crusaders trail by 4 after 1, by 6 at halftime, and then grab a 3-point lead at the end of the third quarter. In the second half, they had a lead as high, I believe, as 10 or 11, but in the end, they just could not make any free throws, as they missed 5 free throws in a row. Before Stanley finally made it, or Snoozy finally made a free throw there, and boy, I tell you what,
that was a fun game, Coach. And you know, think about it, the East High, the Ranchaw girls, their top scorers pretty much taken out of the game. Our top two scorers really, I mean, outside of Snoozy, you know, her 3 field goals in the fourth quarter, I think. Brooklyn was over from the field, and I think Melina was did not have a great shooting night.
Well, your quiet assassin was Abby Lee once again.
Well, of course.
Went off for the double-double.
Well,
13 points and unofficially 16 rebounds, but I tell you what.
Geez, Addie Glass had a nice one right over the bench.
Addie Glass with 7 points off the bench. Well, we just shoot the scoring at you as we talk here for the Crusaders. Demke with 9 and 3 three-pointers for Maddie Demke. I thought she had a great ball game.
Yeah.
She did some and a lot of steals. I don't wasn't keeping track of steals, but Maddie had to have 6 or 7 steals, to say the very least. 2 points for Brooklyn Stanley, 18 for Snoozy to lead the Crusaders in scoring, 7 for Glass off the bench, 2 for Julie Verzel off the bench, and 13 for Lee. For the Black Raiders, a big night for Alexandria Flattery, 22 for Alex, 4 points for Demke, 2 points for Menzer, 3 points for Harris, 8 points for Rancho, and 8 points for Wooten off the bench. She gave that team a
well,
so. You know, both teams those. Got good bench plugs there, one from Wooten and one from Glass for the Crusaders. But
no doubt.
You'll take a win on the road against a team of that quality anytime you can. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about Trishelle Miller being down and not being able to play. I tell you what, once she gets into this lineup, this is a very, very good East High team. But
yes.
Crusaders, kudos to Coach Coolster and the girls. Found a way to win on the road and moved to 2-0 on the season. And this will be one that kind of spikes the Raiders across the state as they look at this victory over a very high-quality East High team.
Yeah. And so as we move on now to the boys, it's the Gila boys are sporting their new uniforms tonight, Coach Gary.
All right.
Yeah, they're when I say new uniforms, they've got a set of uniforms that say Catholic High. Catholic
right.
High was the as we know, we're celebrating our 75th year at Gila, and when Gila opened up in 1949, for that first 5-6 months, we were known as Catholic High until a name was determined. And so we are this year, Coach Hahn decided that the team was going to get a kind of neutral set of uniforms. And so tonight, I think we're going to wear these for most of the Metro games on the road.
Well, and expect a very physical ball game. I tell you what, East High is deep. They are physical, and they were impressive, to say the least, against Spencer in that first game. 10 different Black Raiders found the scoring column in that ball game, and kind of the difference was the Crusaders kind of hung around their big three or four. But tonight is really, I think for us, it's about handling the physicality and being able to eliminate turnovers and get the ball into some half-court sets. And it'll be interesting. This is a big test for Matt Hahn's group.
I agree. My personal, I just knowing these two teams. I'm not sure early in the season is East is going to try to defense and pressure and run a transition and attack the basket. If the Heelan can keep them and force them into perimeter shots, I think that is a big key for us, is can we force the Black Raiders into a, again, more of a half-court game and make them shoot perimeter shots. Flemister, I think, is a pretty good shooter. Some other guys are going to have to prove it, at least to this guy up here on the radio. Now, on the other hand, I'm sure they're going to do their best to take Matt Knoll out of this game. You know, and if you're scouting Heelan, you wouldn't be very smart if you didn't try to do that. Matt's got to he's got to be aggressive, take the ball to the hole, but also make sure you're finding your teammates, because they're going to be throwing.